thinking about these massive cranes lifting massive machines, were there ever any accidents that you remember?
No, the safety record was quite good. The one thing I can remember is the safety inspector. We used to use rope slings in those days. They had to be identified with they had a copper ring around them, giving their safe working load and the last time they were inspected and all that sort of thing. And I can remember Lance Pitt, the foundry boss, foundry foreman. He was the safety officer, and he and a labourer used to go around with an axe. And Lance had this over his shoulder, and if he found a sling that was out of order, the axe went straight through it, because obviously it mustn't be used. And then it got taken off. And in fact, I think I even got one to make a tow rope out of it, which was, it was a mighty good tow rope. It was a bit big, but it worked very well as a tow rope. I don't know what happened to it. It's probably just got lost or stolen or something. I don't know. But I can remember sort of getting this thing and taking it home. And it worked well as a tow rope. But that was, the safety, by today's standards, again, health and safety hadn't been as thought about, of course. I don't recall any serious accidents. No, I don't. Well, whether it's, the memory being wiped clean or what, I don't know, but I certainly don't remember it.
But people must have worked at incredible heights without any harnesses. For example, Mary, how high would she have climbed to get into her crane box?
20 feet. But that's, yes, I mean, it's going up a ladder. I mean, it's not that sort of hazardous. And again, round a press, typically, there would be scaffolding, which is fairly safe. It wasn't that bad, but it certainly wouldn't do today when, it'd be hard hats and high-vis kit and all this sort of thing, obviously, which is very much better, really. But, that sort of thing hadn't been thought of then.